You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Do you know the real Jesus? I want to talk to you about God's Son, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that formed the dust into Adam and blew life into his body. That's right, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Do you know the real Jesus? Have you been told the truth about the real Jesus? Or have you been told a lie, even though possibly it was through well-meaning, good intention, church leaders that they themselves are deceived about? They themselves has bought into a lie about a counterfeit Jesus, a satanic invention. And that's why when you sit down and you pick up your Bibles and you start to read them, the things that you see in your own Bible does not match up with the things that the church leaders have taught you. So you get confused. So you think, well, man, these guys are highly trained. They've gone to seminary. They've got years and years of college. They got letters after their name, degrees after their name, all these initials after their name. And they love the pomp and the ceremony, the power, the influence, the position, and they don't know any better because that's all they've ever been told and taught. So if you want to know about this real Jesus that you can have an intimate relationship with, that you can trust, that you can follow, that you can pick the Bible up and read the words yourself from the Bible, then they start to make sense. And then when you go to church and they're talking about this guy, you know what the Bible says, and there's many, many times what they say does not line up and match up with your Bible, and you will know. So, what are you going to do? We've told you, everybody knows that Satan has a mark, the mark of the beast. And people speculate about what that is going to be. Did you know that God has a mark? And he talks about it over and over in the Bible. We've gone through several shows and we've told you about the sign between God and his people. It's in there multiple times. Exodus 20 verse 8 tells us to keep the Sabbath holy. Remember the Sabbath day. In Exodus 31, 12 through 17, it talks about how it's a sign between God and his people. And Exodus 13, 9 talks about it's a sign, a memorial forever. Deuteronomy 11, 13, the sign and the memorial to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 11, 18 tells us that we're supposed to bind him as a sign and frontlets between our eyes. That's God's mark. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.